Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today being joined by the Perry Police Chief, Eric Vaughn. And Eric, thank you so much for stopping in today.
Well, thanks for having me out one last time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, one last time. There is a retirement open house happening this Friday, 2 to 5 p.m. at the Carnegie Library Museum. Yeah, you're hanging things up. So I thought we'd share or start with you sharing kind of how long have you been in law enforcement and specifically serving the city of Perry?
Yeah. So I've been in law enforcement since 1994. Started in Denison way back then.
Yep.
A few years ago, just a little over 30 years ago. Then I came to Perry here in 1997. So I've been here just about 27 years, a little over 27 years.
Wow. Okay. Well, not to date you. I was born in 94. So there you go.
Yeah. Yeah. That dates both of us.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Yes. Well, awesome. And so I don't know if this is like a weird question to ask an officer, but do you have like a favorite aspect to the job?
I don't know. There's a lot of good aspects of becoming a police officer and doing this job. I really just enjoy the interaction with the public. I really enjoy just helping them out however I can, depending on what kind of call that may be. You know, as the chief, I get a little more of social interaction like we do, like we're having now, and kind of that informative piece of kind of what we do. So I really enjoy in that kind of explain to people kind of what we do, what our processes are, that type of thing. But I really enjoy just interacting with the public for the most part. And when I can help them out and, you know, kind of get satisfaction that I've helped them in some way or helped them along their way or to improve their situation, that's great. Whether it be whatever, coming out and doing a talk to, like I said, to the public, or maybe recovering stolen property for somebody that's had a theft or something like that. It's just those interactions are really what I enjoy. Yeah.
Absolutely. Again, we're speaking here with the Perry Police Chief, Eric Vaughn. Eric, what can you say about just assisting the officers that have been beside you? I know you've probably have dealt with your fair share over the years.
Yeah. Especially here in Perry, you know, we kind of go through them, unfortunately, but a lot of them have moved on to bigger and better things. So I've had the great chance to work with some really good officers. And some of those officers are still with us today, like Jim Archer. Some of those officers have moved on to bigger things, other jobs. There's a lieutenant in Polk City. They've got a couple officers that, you know, work for the sheriff's office right now. We have a lieutenant that's a former officer, and we have one of the chief deputies is one of our former officers, too. I'd like to think that I had a little part in help training those guys and moving them on in the direction that, you know, helping them on their path. So that's really nice. But it's been really good, you know, just training officers in the way that I envision police officers doing, not only going out there and writing a ticket and arresting bad guys, that's what I always call it, but going out there and helping community and being part of the community too, and getting an understanding of maybe what's good for the community, what they need, and for us to try to help provide that in services and how we handle people really.
Can you speak to what it's meant to serve the residents of Perry? I know obviously specifically this year, given the tragedy that happened at the high school early in January, I'm sure you have seen other tough things throughout your years. What has it just meant to, like I said, just really serve the people of Perry?
Perry's a community that I just have really enjoyed. I've really enjoyed living here, really enjoyed working here. You know, one of the things that I just love about Perry, it's a small town. Mm-hmm. So I get to know a lot of people. There's a lot of personal interactions with people, which is both good and bad. I get to help out people I know a lot of times and see people I know a lot of times. But there are times, you know, where that's kind of the opposite, where I know that people have been hurt or injured or, you know, are suffering, and I have that interaction with them too. But one of the things I've really enjoyed about the Perry community is just the huge diversity that this town has brought, and brought new ideas to me and brought new culture that I've never experienced before. And getting to know some of those people, whether they be from El Salvador, Guatemala, all parts of this country, all over the world, Africa, Asia, and everything. It's just really neat to see that and to be able to learn from those people. That's just been incredible to me.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I love that too. Like you said, just interacting with different cultures and really kind of learning about their ways. So awesome. That's a really great thing.
We see, you know, I've talked to people that live in bigger towns and they don't have the interaction that we do with the different cultures. So it's really a benefit to us all, I think.
Yeah, I absolutely have to agree. Again, we're speaking here with the Perry Police Chief, Eric Vaughn. Eric, obviously, I think it's been talked about that Assistant Police Chief Jim Archer is going to be overtaking the new police chief role. You touched on him. He's someone you've worked with for a very long time. Can you talk about what he has meant to you and how you think he'll fit this new role.
Yeah. So Jim and I have worked together. Jim came here, I think, in 2000. So we've been working kind of side by side for a long time. We were both sergeants for a while together, and I was assistant chief, and when I got promoted to chief. So Jim's always been somebody there, kind of that rock in my department, somebody I could always go and speak to, bounce ideas off, and kind of vice versa. So he's been great in that way, and we have a really good friendship, build a really good friendship because of that. But Jim is just one of those officers. He's always, really level-headed. It takes a lot to get him excited. He always has a good thought process. He's really involved in the community, always has been. He knows a lot of people in that community, which I really think is going to help him in his new job, and has had some leadership opportunities in the community, mainly through St. Patrick's Church. But man, I think it's really going to be a blessing to have somebody here that knows this community, knows our department, and I think it's really going to be beneficial to us all.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, congratulations to you again. A retirement open house taking place Friday, 2 to 5 p.m. at the Carnegie Library and Museum here in Perry. And so people can stop by and come and talk to you if they'd like, or...
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm going to give a shout out to my wife, Stacy, for organizing this open house. She's been great. Obviously, I've had great family support over the past few years or past 30 years of my law enforcement career. Stacy's been with me that whole time. So she really kind of put her heart and soul into this open house. So I really appreciate it, how much my family has meant to me and helped me through my career and here at the end too.
Yeah. Well, no, absolutely. I'm glad they continue to be there for you. And like I said, just thank you for serving. I know we've only known each other for a short time, but you've been great in the time that I've gotten to know you. So just thank you for everything and congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. I always enjoyed our conversations.
Well, thank you. Again, that is the Perry Police Chief, Eric Vaughn, stopping in for the last time with that title. So that is part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. Eric, thanks once again.
Thank you. Thank you very much.